Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, The Paradox of Perfectionism.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they said he is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever I hear this passage, I think of the expression, "You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't." Have you ever felt like that? I have. I try my hardest to do my best and still hear criticism. It's discouraging. I'm sure that's how Jesus felt. His cousin John the Baptist was in prison. Knowing that must have given Jesus a sense of the imminence of his own demise. As he reflected on his mission to preach the good news of God's love, he must have known how dangerous it would be. Good news can be either comforting or threatening, depending on your stance in life, depending on how much one clings to power, wealth, and pleasure. We're about halfway through the Advent season now. What is the good news that you preach? How do you hear and embrace the good news of what others preach? Is it comforting or threatening? Today is the feast of St. John of the Cross, that great Carmelite mystic, a source of inspiration for so many. His special gift to the spiritual life is his perception of paradox, both its complexity and its simplicity. The paradox of doing your very best and feeling like a failure. This is what he tells us. To reach satisfaction in all, desire satisfaction in nothing. To come to possess all, desire the possession of nothing. To arrive at being all, desire to be nothing. To come to the knowledge of all, desire the knowledge of nothing. To come to enjoy what you have not, you must go by a way in which you enjoy not. To come to the possession you have not, you must go by a way in which you possess not. To come to what you are not, you must go by a way in which you are not. Have a blessed Advent season. Thank you.